Many years ago, when I was still in the seminary, I spent a summer up in Dayton at the Good Samaritan Hospital and in kind of a chaplaincy type program. And I visited a lot of patients at the hospital, room to room to room. And while I don't remember the vast majority of those visits, there's one in particular that I do remember, and that was a visit in which it was in the oncology ward of the hospital, and a younger woman was the patient, and I came in, we got to talking, and turns out she's Catholic, and kind of talked informally for a little bit, and at one point, I remember her saying something that really hit me, and she said, she just looked at me and very directly said, what did I do to deserve this? And at that moment, I could feel my heart sink, because that's not what our understanding of God is, that God is out to punish people for the wrongdoing that they think they do. And I tried to explain to her, hey, you know, there's a difference between God permitting a disease or some sort of adversity. There's a difference between permitting it and God actually causing it. But the frustrating part is, no matter what I said, I could tell my words were falling on deaf ears. She was just convinced that this was punishment from God for this. And, you know, I struggled with that for a long time, and then I realized, you know something, we all have that something in us that says when we face a particular disease or whatever it is, we think that it's God bringing it about to punish us in some way, or that we think that God has abandoned us. Think about it, even Jesus had that from the cross. He says, God, my God, why have you abandoned me? And so there's something human about thinking that in our real trials in life that it's God that's somehow behind it. And I think all of us struggle with that from time to time. But then comes today, and we see the three parables strung together: lost sheep, lost coin, and then the real long parable, the lost son. And yet those are almost, I think, mistitled parables, because it's less about losing something, and the parables are about God finding us in our waywardness. It's not the God who turns his back on us and says, I'm done with you, stay away. It's not the God who says, I'm going to get you back for what you did. It's the God who actively searches us out. It's the God who longs for our communion with God, and when finding it, celebrates. All three parables have an element of celebration with finding us. Pope Francis has spoken a great deal about mercy. In fact, one of his writings is entitled, The Name of God is Mercy. And it's a beautiful work if you've never read it. And it's strange, but there's an element in the church that doesn't like the message of mercy. As strange as that sounds, there's a part that says, well, what about the other teachings of the church? And you keep focusing on mercy over and over again. And what about the evils in the world? Why aren't you combating the evils in the world? And but I think in those criticisms, there's really a misunderstanding about what mercy is and what it's not. And we might have some misunderstandings if we're uneasy about mercy, if it makes us uncomfortable. Mercy is not enabling bad behavior. It's not saying, oh, I'm going to lay down like a doormat and let you walk over me. That's not mercy. And mercy isn't Mercy is not being a pushover in some way, or just saying, exonerating somebody and just saying, well, you know, I just keep doing, you know, it's okay, and that type of thing. Mercy doesn't deny justice, but we could say that real mercy is the place where somebody's sorrow, real sorrow, meets another person's compassion. It's where an offender is sorrowful and the offended shows compassion. And where those two things meet, there is mercy. And if there's mercy present, God is present. The name of God is mercy. And if we think we can just clear a straight path to God without the gift of mercy, we're really deluding ourselves, because our hope for the life there hereafter really hinges on not simply what we do or don't do, it's on God's gift of mercy extended to us. And so we remember this gift, and we ask, O Lord, that just as we receive the gift of mercy, we might show it in unplanned and unexpected ways sometimes to those in need of it, of that same gift. And if we can remember a time in our lives when we've either received mercy from another person or given it to others, I'll guarantee you those are a time that we will remember, and we will know that God was in the midst of it all, just as God is with us here in this sacrament.